Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 379th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Let's get right to it, shall we? Tonight's podcast title is How Much Longer Till Bozo Gets Kiboshed? Let's get it. The Emperor has no clothes. He's as naked as a jaybird. Donald Trump has had an enormously bad 2 weeks to date. Today being November 21st, 2019, he's been outed for his Ukraine caper by people in his own government. It's not even a close call. The final straw being delivered by his own ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, yesterday, who paid for that position with a $1 million upfront donation towards the Donald Trump inauguration celebration. Sondland said it straight out aloud. What Trump had going was a straight up quid pro quo, period, full stop. Newly elected Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky was to, number one, give a public announcement of an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden, and number two, an investigation into the 2016 DNC hacking incident, wherein the allegation was that it was not Russia, but Ukraine who had something to do with that. Poppycock. And in exchange for these public announcements, $400 million of an already approved congressional appropriation would be remitted to Ukraine. But only if Zelensky did these two things. Otherwise, no dough, Mo. Extortion, bribery, shakedown. These words are the first words that come to mind. There are only a couple of elements that comprise impeachment under our Constitution, and they're clearly spelled out. Number one is treason. Number two is high crimes and misdemeanor. Number three is bribery. Well, bribery, a la aka extortion or shakedown, that'll suffice for our purposes. Sondland's testimony ensures that the Democrats will definitely impeach Donald Trump and throw the entire matter over to the U.S. Senate for a trial. Suffice it to say, the Democrats have amassed a pile of damning evidence against Trump in this regard, and the voluminous evidentiary ammunition for the Democrats is going to make this trial an excruciating experience for each and every Republican senator in that body. Bozo ain't the only one who stands to get kiboshed. GOP heads will most definitely roll, and what's left of the Republican Party can soon be put into a small brown paper bag. That does it for another Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third. And I think, you know what? We're going to act like we're not going to steal home, but we're going to fake them out, and we're going to steal home. We're into the dugout before they even know what happens. As always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but gosh dang it, you decide.